Deep in the heart of this conservancy in Laikipia, rangers conduct a coordinated foot patrol. Olpejeta is East Africa's largest black rhino sanctuary. It also borders 18 human communities. To stop rising incidents of conflict between animals and the people living here, the rangers are herding game from the edges of the conservancy back into the expansive range. Samuel Matisia is part of the team coordinating this exercise using foot patrols, 4x4s, and a helicopter.
We conduct game drives in such places where, you know, the fence is not high profile enough to prevent animals from getting into the communities. And so basically we do this to drive animals from possible areas of conflict into the conservancy.
Surrounding local communities have been expanding into wildlife habitats. That means animals are displaced from their natural territory and end up looking for food in populated areas. As a result, locals lose crops, livestock, and sometimes their lives. In 2013, 106 people were killed in the country by wild animals, while 520 others were injured. The animals are often killed in retaliation. Willie Okoth commands 45 ranges at Olpejeta, where he served for 15 years. He says a prolonged dry period this year has intensified animal-human conflict.
At the moment, there's drought, and it's quite dry. This is the reason why the animals go off the conservancy and invade farms. So we conduct game drives so as to limit the number of animals that breach the boundaries and keep them in so as to maintain good relations with locals.
The Kenyan government has an economic interest in protecting its wildlife, which attracts tourists and creates jobs. Last year, the government passed a law that compensates victims for loss of life or injury, as well as property damage caused by wildlife. But as long as animals and people live side by side, conflict will remain a fact of life. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Laikipia, Kenya.